Yay, now we're live.
Now we're live.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm okay. And you had some vacation?
I did. Well, it was more creative development time because we didn't go anywhere with the pandemic, but I made some great progress on a project, creative project.
That's nice. That's nice. It has been exactly, this summer has been completely different summer, but it's been special in its way. We did a lot of small excursion with the kids, and we were home, and we went to the summer house a few days, so that was nice. A lot in the nature, I must say.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And it's one month since we spoke. Can you believe that?
Exactly.
So are you back to school with the kids, or are you still on holidays?
They started Wednesday just for 1 hour, and those 2 days were like from 9 till 2. So Monday it's back to school completely. So we started this week.
And is it virtual or in person?
No, in person.
Good.
They will do all in person. I think they will do the university, the last 3 years of school, they will do them every second week. So they cut half the class in two. So they're not that many in the classroom. So half of the class is in person, and then half are over distance.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's good. At least you've got better progress than this country has. So that's good to hear.
Are you still on lockdown, or are you?
Pretty well. I mean, and all the schools are pretty well virtual that I understand, starting next week, I think, pretty well. Mm. Most schools. Yeah. And virtually. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just check? Your energy seems a little low, or is it just my imagination?
It is a little bit low. And the reason with that is that, you know, I don't know, you heard about the big explosion in Beirut.
Yes.
And that has been, you know, devastating, to be honest, because my parents' house has been affected, and, you know, as many others, we live very close to the area. So it has been a tough 3 weeks when this has happened. So it's the third week, and it's been I don't know what kind of process in my head and in my life right now to live a trauma where you see it from very far away. You're not in it, but you're living it, and it's a very confusing feeling, to be honest. I don't know what to do with it, because it's very confusing for me as I'm dealing with it for this first time. You feel helpless in many ways, like it's unbelievable what has happened. And then it's the ability to not to be there and to feel I can help them out, I can be with them.
Yes.
So it's this is a little bit mental situation right now. I'm trying to get back to work, to get back a little bit of this, I don't know how, it just, that deep pain, I've never felt it in my life, you know, how painful it is to see people, to see the city destroyed, to see the people homeless again. My parents had to, you know, to redo their house again at the age of 80, you know, instead of having the beautiful years, you know, maybe that they are left with. So, I think it has been a great process of understanding really what's painful. You know, I have written on the 31st of July, I've written about me turning 50 and what does it mean for me. And then on the 1st of August, this has happened. And when I read my what I wrote, I talk about pain. I talk about pain not being able to see them. And then the country is in an economical situation. But then this has taken the pain to another level. So if you put things in perspective, what's really important? I don't know. But it's been a very heavy 3 weeks. And I am confused. How can I deal with it being away? Should I be happy and and it's not laugh, but should I be happy and celebrate and do things, or should I, you know, it's very confusing. I don't know if I make sense at all.
Yes, I hear you. I feel you. I see what I perceive as pain on your face, sadness, tears. I feel. Have you cried or not?
At the beginning, it was easier, but I haven't been crying much. You know, I cry, but not too much. I don't sleep, but it's painful. You know, you're so right. You know, I've never felt this deep pain in me. I'm not angry. I haven't reached the anger stage of being angry with the negligence of the government or the how people could have done that. I'm still in the pain phase. Every time I look at social media, or every time I, you know, it's like, and I have been doing it so much right now that it's killing me more. You know, it's like taking me. In a way, I want to feel involved by seeing what's happening. But in another way, I'm not there. So it's been hard to be honest. And I try to tell my family. I've been very open to say that I'm sorry if I've been very sad lately, but this is, I am feeling like this. I am, you know, I'm expressing myself the way that, you know, please understand me, as this is not my normal me.
I want to apologize to you because I, first of all, I have some clients in Beirut, and I reached out to them, and I have one who's just left and her husband to live in the US, and I reached out to her, and I'm very aware. I'm very aware of everything. I really studied it because, you know, I get connected to my clients as humans, and so I'm really sorry. I understand. I know that you're Lebanese. I know you live in Sweden, but I really feel bad I didn't reach out to you and ask you how you were and if you needed support, because it just slipped my mind. So I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Thank you. I know you close enough to me. I know you. I will talk to Carly. I know it's... It was hard. It's just that your colleague that or the person that has moved back, or maybe she has told you, but it's sad. It's dramatic. It's true. I don't know. It's devastating. That's the word that I find most. It's like you are washed away emotionally. I still run. I still do. I'm a school, went back to yoga. I still run because I told them, if not, I suffocate. You know, I can't breathe. You know, the day that I don't go out and I walk, and I, if I'm on my own or with my husband, it doesn't matter, but I need to get out because it hurts.
Yeah. I feel I want to keep touching my heart too as you speak. I just
thank you,
feel for you and for all the people and the incredible devastation that could have been avoided. And I've seen the pictures before and after. I know some of my clients' friends have been killed in that and missing, never found. And so, I mean, it's real. And I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Every day I watch something and I was like, maybe it's not true. And maybe it's not, you know, I watch the blast, I don't know, 100, 200 times. And every time, like, maybe it's not real, you know, as if I'm watching it the first time. That's the level of, I don't know where I am. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that it's still,
Yeah. So I hear your confusion. I hear you're stuck still in that, watching it over again. What would help you today to process this more for yourself? Or is there something else around this or other things that you feel are important for you?
One thing I wrote down is that my helplessness state, you know, maybe this is, you know, to understand why I'm, you know, it's the ability to cope with the situation where it's far away from you. You can't do much about it, but it's so much affecting. Is there a way? And don't misunderstand me, to help myself, but at the same time, it's like being, I want to be part of it because I am who I am. I want to feel, is there a way to distance or to see it? Because, you know, what you taught me last time about the lens I look at people, it's so helpful and it helped me so much because that recalibrated the how I look at people. And is there a way to understand coping mechanism in this in those situations where they're so painful and can't do much about it, can't change the reality? How do we cope with such pain? How do we cope with and continue living, you know?
Yes. How do we cope with such pain and continue living? And you mentioned a coping mechanism. So by the end of our time together, what would feel like you had got the support that you need? Is it more than that? Or is that it?
Yeah, I think that's a good start. And I don't know if somebody can feel, acknowledge maybe that it's okay not to feel good, you know, acknowledge that this is, it's, and this is here where I want to understand that normally when things wrong happen to me and to me only, then I, at one point I said, pick up yourself. Now it's time. You know, you don't have to dwell on it. You need to pick up yourself and move forward. In this situation where it has happened for so many around me and for such a devastating situation, I am not able to say to myself, move on, Christine. You know, no time to mourn anymore. Move on to something else. You know, you need to take care of this. You need to do that. I have hard time to switch my mind to something that it's pushing me to say, now it's time, get off, get out of your bed, you know, get out of this. It's not the bed, I'm getting out of the bed, I'm doing everything I need to do, but it's get out of that pain. And maybe the pain has to take time. And maybe this helplessness notion that I can't do anything. You can donate money. That's the only thing you could do. You know, you could, but if I talk to people, I feel I'm better off than them. If you know that I have a better situation and they have such a horrible situation. And I don't know if there is a guilt there, I feel as well, in this situation, and maybe they need me like this. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the confusion element, maybe, that
So you know that I'm okay with you however you want to be with this. I just want to say you have full permission to feel however you feel in this session. So if you want to feel, my sense is to really touch on and be truthful and authentic about everything that you're feeling about this. Mm. Without sugarcoating it, is the word you said. So if you want to go there, that's totally okay. If that feels like that's going to support you in order to get to whatever else comes after that, I don't know whether that's what you're thinking, or do you feel like there's something else?
I'm happy to go through that, to discuss that, to see if I can help myself, you know, to find few keys that we normally find and work with them. Because this is something new and I'm experiencing hard with all I have. And I will not show you sugarcoat. And maybe this is, you know, those what I wrote today is, you know, I'm not expressing it so to people. I, you know, it's like I have, I can express, my how grateful I am that they are healthy and they are safe and they are, but it's the, I don't think being far away, it's another way, you know, you can't add to them pain, my pain to them when I talk to my friend, for example. But yesterday, it was a very interesting video that one lady from Australia has said, because she flew out of Lebanon in the war, the way I left 19 years ago. And then she said that, I saw, you know, I have buried a piece of my childhood still alive, because when this has happened, it all came back. You know, this has happened in Beirut, and we stopped sleeping in Australia. And I thought that she has put voice on my feelings. By saying that, what I feel, I recognize that she feels it as well. But the fact that maybe this piece that I have learned to live with has never been treated, and it has never been, the pain has never, you know, it's like a piece of you buried, a piece of you that's still alive. So when this tragedy came back, you know, this came.
That's just an interesting word, phrasing you used. Buried a piece of you that's still alive. I don't know. Where do you want to explore?
Maybe we don't need to fix the past, but how do we cope with the present?
Okay. Can I just check? I know I'm recording this, but do you feel comfortable recording, or do you want me to stop the recording today?
It's okay.
You sure?
You could record it, yeah.
Okay. If you feel uncomfortable at any time, just let me know, because it's not important, the recording.
It's okay. Okay.
Okay.
I am.
So the present, how do you want to explore the present?
First, this deep pain that I feel, that's week number three. You feel the same level. You're not in the anger. You're not. I haven't shifted anything. Is it something normal that when it's so painful that you don't shift? That you there is no resentment. There is just I don't do anything about it. You know, if I get angry, maybe I can get out of it. But it's like the pain. It's still pain. And is that a normal state? Or is it from a feeling perspective and emotion when you go through this, is it that it evolves in phasing out? I don't know if is there any phase out mechanism that I could learn, like how to, you know, because normally you are sad, then you are angry, and then you do something about it, and then, you know, you get it out of your system in a way or another.
When you said that, and you said it again earlier, that you haven't got to the angry stage yet, it seemed to me like the stages of grief that you were talking about, or is that just your, do you know about? Felt like you were describing that.
Yeah, that's true.
What does that inform you about where you are in the grief process then?
I haven't passed on to the action mode, you know, that I'm still, you know, maybe devastated or not accepting it, or in a denial in did it happen? Did it, you know, it happened, but I'm not accepting maybe the result of it. Because I haven't moved into hope. I haven't moved into be active in rebuilding. I still myself, or be active in helping others, in being their support, being there to support them. So it's like I'm still in the problematic myself in it.
So there's, I'd like to ask you what you want from me today, because there's a few things I feel like I could say, but I want to ask, how do you want me to respond to you that would support you with this feeling of helplessness? You know,
normally you help me with questions that clarify things. And when I get stuck, sometimes you help me in saying something else. So I think I like the way you approach things, either by drilling down or by with your question trying to help me out with that.
Okay. So at any time, if my questions feel like they're getting too present and going sort of further down into your feelings and it doesn't feel useful, will you just tell me that that's not where you want to keep going? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question that comes to me then is, you mentioned you're still maybe feeling in denial. That was this, and at the same time, you told me that you've watched the explosion over 200 times. So what do you feel is the connection there for you that you need to keep watching it over and over again?
The connection was to see, you know, to see, is it for real, this how big and how enormous that has caused that much damage to the city, or to all people living there. It's like, is that for real? And maybe to make it more real for me, right? You know, to make it more, yes, it is. It is, it happened. It is that big. Is it that, it is that enormous, and it is affecting so many lives. So that I think this is where I feel, but I couldn't imagine myself watching it again and again for many times, you know, every time I, right now, you know, those couple of days, maybe I stopped, but, you know, over 2.5 weeks, I could watch it every day, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, on and on. So that what made me feel like, just maybe to get it, to understand what it is, because maybe I'm not able to see it live, and this is something I recognize by being away, maybe it's a fraction what I'm seeing. I'm seeing one angle or one picture, but I'm not seeing in my eyes maybe the totality of it.
Mm-hmm. So how much denial do you still feel you are in about the actual event of the explosion?
Much less right now. You know, I still feel like it has happened. It's enormous. It's big. I still talk to people and they tell me like, you know, it's more than can you imagine. So I feel it happened, even though my parents, they have fixed their apartment and they have, you know, put the glasses, changed them, painted, whatever, you know, they moved on. It has happened, you know, then I recognize, yes, that's a reality.
So then the next stage you talked about was helpless as well. Mm-hmm. Is that the next stage for you, or feeling out of control or helpless or no control, I think you said?
Yeah. The thing that I don't see hope, you know, you normally do, we talk about being resilient, you know, you step up, you build again, you start again. And you know, we have done that many times. I mean, my room has been redone for 3 times already. So I have lived this resilience to start again and again, and you know, we stand up. But this time I feel I don't have anything left. You know, maybe I'm tired, maybe I'm very tired to hope, to say to people, we'll rebuild it again, it will be fine. No, it's not okay. It's a blood again and again and again, and it's painful. And this is where I think my pain comes from, where I don't see this next stage. And maybe I need to mourn, I need to grieve. That's my grieving methodology or way, whatever. But I'm never to the point where, you know, it could have been worse. Yes, I say it could have been worse. I say, thanks God, it's not that. It's 250 people dead instead of 6,000 dead. But I'm very grateful, but I don't move on.
Mm-hmm. So the pain you mentioned, can I ask you where you feel that in your body?
My heart, in my chest, in my, you know, it's here. We had a joke, me and my sister, and she told me I'm eating ice. And then I reflect back and came back to her the second day. I told her, you know why you're eating ice? She said, you know, because your heart is burning. You're eating ice to calm something inside you. And she does not understand why. And I told her, keep on eating ice. You know, keep on crunching ice. You know, take ice from the ice cubes and then eat them, because this helps you. That, and then I recognize that that's my feeling, you know, that's where it's burning, it's heartbreaking.
So what's your version of ice?
I started to eat ice last week. Not as much, because it's not, we don't eat it as much, but running, getting out. Watching a little bit less social media. Talking again, you know, like connecting with people out there. you know, saying good night to them every night. You go on basics, you know, you see that, you know, what was it? And of course, I question myself, being 19 years away from them. Was it a good thing? Not being able to be home.
What's causing your tears right now?
It's the fact that I've been so long away and I miss them. I miss them alive.
What is your heart needing around this?
What is my heart?
What does your heart need in order to, I don't know, there's something, I just don't know what else to ask you there. What does your heart need?
See them, you know, going. Mm-hmm. That became much clearer that I want to go as soon as I can. Right now they have another lockdown because with the people, you know, with COVID, you know, and people everywhere, they have skyrocketing amount of numbers of sick people right now on the top of everything.
So who do you need to go see besides your parents?
My sister, my friend, my cousin.
So there's a sense of having to go there, and my sense is also something about really feeling the experience rather than just intellectually knowing it from pictures.
Mm.
Is that?
Yeah. And maybe this is the aspect of being far away, which I think it's harder to. It's harder to move on. It's because you don't see it. Because there is, you know, my friend's daughter, you know, they're going down cleaning, helping, doing sandwiches for people. So it's a lot of action. They moved into the action mode, which is very hopeful, very, very nice.
Mm.
But if you send by transfer $200 or $400, you don't feel, it's a transaction. And this is a little bit where I feel like maybe this helplessness, I'm not useful in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something I can do more of in this situation?
Yes.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, it's
so the fact that you can't actually be there contributing somehow and experiencing is somehow blocking you from processing your feeling. It's a sense I get. What's your thought about what I shared?
I think that's true, because you know, it contributes to the fact that I'm not able to process it and to process the feeling, and it's not about moving on, but being more of a help, maybe being more as a contributor, right? Being, you know, in a state where you're still grieving and in pain and so on. I always admired my mom, you know, to always, you know, she went through a lot of grieving herself, but, you know, she her words is like, don't worry, you know, it will be better. It will be fine. Don't worry about us, you know, her smile and then move on. And maybe she didn't move on in her heart, but she moved on for us to help us to see positive things. And that's, I thought I would ask her, how does she do? That's her coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't asked her, or you're going to ask her?
I will ask her. I haven't asked her. I thought I would ask her. And I don't know, she's not the person to share her feelings. And I don't know what would that mean to her, but I thought I want to understand how she's very, she's a strong believer, you know, and this is maybe her way to just accept and move on.
So that sounds like something actionable. And the other thing is, I think there's an unsaid thing here. I just want to put it out here. And that is the trigger of the explosion to the trigger of bombs and Beirut, you growing up in a war zone. I'm just wondering what you're feeling about the connection there or not.
The connection that I felt about it is the fact that I've seen all those things before. And I'm going to, you know, 30 years after, I see it again the same. And I had enough. I had enough of young people killed. I have enough of seeing devastate, you know, or somebody losing his mom, or somebody losing her dad, or somebody losing the kid. It's enough, you know, for me. I know there is no question of fairness in life, you know, that fairness is very hard to get, but it's not fair. It's enough. We have paid our dues enough, you know, this people, maybe and this is the, you know, it woke up everything. But then it's very clear that it's enough. We don't have to anymore. It's not okay anymore. And I know it's not logical what I'm saying, but it's the way I feel it, that this people have endured enough, these families, these moms, these kids. And what annoyed me is that the new generation, they had to see it again, what we saw. Is the fact that my sister's kids has to, because they asked their mom, is that the way the war was for you? And then she said yes. So they, and it's traumatizing. It's sad when 10 or 11 years old, they see all those videos about people running, blood all over, etc. Maybe because I lived that trauma, I don't want anybody to live it, because I know it leaves so many scars that they never heal. They are there for life. So that's the parallel between what I lived and this time.
Yeah, I imagine it brings up so much memories and trauma, and there's no simple answer. But I have a very weird question to ask you.
Shoot.
So with all of this knowledge, past and present, past war zone, present explosion, what if there was a parallel universe where Christine can walk the streets of Beirut however she wants to, experience in this imagined parallel time,
yeah,
whatever you want to, in order to fully experience, feel whatever you feel? I don't know, that's my question for you. You don't have to accept it.
Yeah.
How does that land?
I think it's very, very correct that it is something to explore and walk down those streets that I know inside out. You know, it's very close to where I live, and see them with my eyes, even though it's I'm far away. Because maybe this is the only way to say I walked them and I saw them, and now I can move maybe to another stage where I can help, or I can help myself and help others. And maybe go in again in our apartment, my parents' apartment, and see it all nice and beautiful. Like they always have, you know, and it's not like the day of the explosion, you know, it's like everything is shattered and all the doors are, and feel that they are secure themselves, that they are fine where they are.
I can sort of sense your tears again, or what particularly triggered that feeling?
Again, the sense of being home.
Mm. So given you can't go there right now for COVID reasons, a parallel universe might be the way to do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. To go home.
That's a very good idea.
And of course, it's up to you how and if you do that, but it seems to have some resonance for you. So
yeah.
Would you like to say any more about that, or do you feel like you've got something you want to work with there?
I think I will... I'll work with it. I think I have enough right now with it to feel it, experience it, and see myself walking down those roads and seeing them in my own eyes.
You mentioned you wanted to explore the coping mechanism was a word that you used a few times, and the confusion that you were feeling. So how are you feeling now?
I think with the... I feel that, you know, the pain is there, and maybe the need that I need to see things and being far away and seeing closer, that is one way to start going into acknowledgement more, or that this has happened, and can I ask you about the fact that, is there a point where, so, you know, I should say to myself, move on. Now it's enough. Now it's, you know, or it's it will pass.
Well,
You know,
I get your sense, you know the answer to that already, but the look on your face. What's your sense of the answer to that?
Of course it will pass. Of course it will go on. The question is, how can I, because in one way I don't want to let go of my sense of that I feel for you there. At the same time, I want to be able to maybe be more helpful, maybe be more into the point where I can be useful. In another way.
Yeah, I just get a sense of conflicting thoughts, and then there's your actual feeling that's happening. Is I want this to be over, and I feel guilty, or I don't want to forget, or not connect, or feel something.
Yeah.
And I guess you'll just know when the time is, when you've, whatever happens is whatever happens, and I'm sure you'll know when it feels different. And
yeah,
I don't know, I can't answer you a question around that of when, but it's going to happen, however it happens for you.
Exactly.
What other questions do you have, or what do you need?
In normal cases, I used to be very good in, like, you hide what you feel, and you don't need to share it. This time, it was so painful that I was not able to hide my feeling away, you know, to just say, to live my own pain on my own, and then of course in front of everybody I'm happy, and I was not able to do it. And I wonder, is it because it's so and maybe this is a stupid question, but is it because it's so deep, is it because it's so, because I know if I would explain to somebody, maybe they don't have the same feeling, they can understand, but it's not important how I feel about this, and as they will not be able to help, maybe. But is it better to mask it? Is it one of the coping mechanisms not to talk about it, to stop talking about it, you know, to silence it in a way, just to move on?
Go on.
Yeah. Or is it still get it all out and get to deal with those emotions and deal with this? Is it better? You know, it's
Well, I'll just say from my personal experience, my feelings are going to be my feelings, and I process them however I do over whatever period of time. And perhaps I can mask them for certain situations by choice, and other situations I feel safer to express what I'm feeling. But I guess for me, it's been choice. Who do I feel that I want to show my feelings to, or is it just not possible for me to? So I don't know. It's really a personal decision of yours as to who you feel comfortable sharing with, how you want to trust people with your deep feelings here, or whether you just, however you are, is however you are. What resonates with you or not?
I think that's a good, because it will not change how I feel. It will just change how I express, or how I, you know, by deciding or by taking a choice not to, to make it visible for some, or you know, just to move on and so on and so forth, it doesn't take away the point that I'm sad, or this is something important for me, or something like that. Maybe that was a little bit confusing for me to evaluate that point. It will not fade away the pain I'm feeling if I don't express it.
Mm. What clarity do you have now around that?
I like what you said, that it's my feeling and I have the choice, and I voice it where I feel I can voice it. And when, you know, the choice that I have was that. And that I can control it. I can decide. And I can make something about it, rather than feeling hopeless that I'm driven by it. Maybe I could think about the choice I have. Mm. And maybe I haven't been thinking about the choices lately.
Seems like that is a difference in how your energy just was then when you said that.
Yeah.
So what does that mean then in terms of who you want to, the choices you want to make around who you share your feelings with?
I think that will help me to be more as well selective with the people I want to be with for the time being. And do really what makes me feel good. I think that's, if to go for a retreat or to do something on my own, or it just to the point where it gave me a little bit more strength to say, I'm not in the mood of doing this anymore. You know, it's not important for me. I will to say no for things that normally I wouldn't say no to. But to more protect myself in a way, like it's not what I want to do right now. Mm. You know, I've been it gets more clarity with the choices I have and the way that I voice them, and I feel it's okay to say I'm not interested right now in going for a dinner or doing this with you another day. It's to bring what my needs forward a little bit, to think about my choices, my needs right now. I think that is more obvious for me.
It sounds like now you've got some clarity. Mm. So what else do you feel you want to say about actions you're going to do?
Continue with my choices, listen more to what I need. Walking down those roads right now, and be okay that the feelings are the feelings right now, and not fight them, and maybe stop questioning why I feel like I feel right now, because it is bad, it is traumatic, it is what it is, and accept it.
Mm. Yeah, I just want to say, Christine, it's okay for you to feel however you feel. It's okay for you to feel pain and sorrow and sadness and helpless and lack of control. It's totally okay, however you feel. How does that sound when I say that to you?
I think that gives me a little bit of confidence that's okay. And that's, in a way, the way I have been taking on this and I have been feeling it. So, and to acknowledge that that's, I don't need to be strong all the time, maybe. I don't need to be the one fighting. So it's, I just need to be there and to be grateful, to say the good night message every night, and that gives me, you know, maybe do small things that gives me a little bit of peace and stay connected.
So do you feel like you've got enough in terms of next steps there? Because you just said stay connected, feel however you feel. You can connect with your parents, walk the streets, reach out to the people you want to. What else do you feel is going to support you? You've got your running, nature. Mm. Sounds like you've got a lot of things here that you can draw on. How are you feeling about all those?
I think those are very good right now, and those are very things that they will help me. To feel the way that to feel okay, to feel the way I feel, and then accept that reality and not fighting it and not rushing out, because as you said, it will take. I will move on when I will move on. I think it's a lot that I could build on and try right now for a while to see that, okay, how would that help me and understand what's the learning from what I have gone through, and how can I help later on, or I can be of help, or I can, what is it, the next learning for me in this one? And how can I grow out of it, maybe, or grow with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel you. I feel your honesty in your speaking, and your always, it's just an honor to coach with you. How are you feeling about closing the session now?
I think I feel very comfortable. Thank you for helping me process this. I know it's myself, I'm so confused. So it's, I'm sure it's not the, it's hard. But I feel I have a lot of keys and I have a lot of points that could help me to understand. Those are things that will help me continue and cope with this situation, and it will take the time it will take. So that's, and every day I will try, even though one day will not go back good. The second day, I will keep on trying to stand up and to accept.
Well, I'm here. I'm energetically there with you, walking with you, and I will be here for you. And we'll put in another session as soon as you want to. So I'm going to stop our recording and.